101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Well, good morning. We are now into the 7 o'clock hour here at Muskie Country 101, and we just dropped a degree, 41 degrees here at the station downtown Hayward. Over at the Sawyer County Airport, they also dropped a degree, 41. Up at La Couturier, hey, we are all three at the same temperature. That's pretty nice, 41 up at La Couturier. That rarely happens. Usually LCO is a little warmer than everybody else, but hey, we got some rain off into the Dakotas coming this way. May not make it to us, though, but it will definitely cloud up our weather into tomorrow. But today, we're going to celebrate a beautiful Monday morning, clear skies, sunny all day long, and 57 degrees. I wish today was like a holiday so we could all take Monday off and enjoy the weather. Because Tuesday, we're going to go back to cloudiness and a high of 53. Wednesday, partly cloudy and a high of 53. And the rest of the week is kind of in and out of clouds. Every day, we got some rain, possibly on Sunday and Monday, maybe a little bit on Friday night. But otherwise, pretty dry. Typical fall weather here in the Northland. We got a question that's happening out there on Facebook, or if you don't have Facebook, you can send me a text message to the Civic Media app. Here's the question, the poll question. You have toilet paper in your house, right, in the bathroom. Do you like the roll to turn and roll off the top to the front, or do you prefer the paper to roll off the top to the back? Send us your response. Either text message or on Facebook, let us know how you prefer the toilet paper. And then the other question is going to be is, what do you do if someone switches it on you? Yeah, I've had that happen before.
I saw a truck backing out of your drive. You were sitting in the passenger side. Over, 'cause I couldn't believe 2 weeks ago that was you and me riding down these old back roads singing our songs. Now everybody around our town's been whispering. A tear in your eye says I should have been listening. Me hard. If you're over my love, girl, lay it on my heart. Don't
Muskie 101.
I ought to be a jealous man. I look the other way. They're hitting on her every night and day. They telephone her, they try and get to her, but I know they can't. Oh, she never lets it go. Sure now.
Dear Lord, can you help me? I've fallen out of grace. I'm crawling back to heaven from this hell on earth I made. My blood is getting heavy. There's metal in my veins. It's running like the river filled with all of my mistakes. On my knees I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. Oh, I fell apart. I had enough of my demons. Angels only meet you where you are, and I'm in the dark. At least for now, Lord, I ain't losing hope that somehow you can make a heart of gold from this heart of stone. Oh, this heart of stone. Oh. Dear Lord, can you hear me? I'm shackled in these chains. I'm haunted by the lies of every time I said I'd change. I'm slipping through the shadows. It's weighing on my soul. The lights are shining on me, but there ain't nobody home. On my knees I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. This heart of stone.
Oh, I fell apart. I had enough of my demons. But angels only meet you where you are. And I'm in the dark. At least for now, Lord, I ain't losing hope. That somehow you can make a heart of gold from this heart of stone. From this heart of stone. This heart of stone. 'Cause I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming.
The best country.
101.1.
Muskie 101.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. 'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise. Girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Thoroughbred, that's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we made love. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says,
big and rich, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Oh, it's time for our kazoo song. Are you ready for this? Come on, get up. Let's go here. Get out your camera. Get going here. Get your videos going. I want to see a video this week. You got to post one. Yes, every morning about this time, we go through this song and I ask you to play a kazoo and video yourself. Play along with us this morning. If you don't have a kazoo and you say, Mark, I'd like to get one, send me a text message. Let me know. You'll get one. If you have an office, I'll get you one for the whole office. Well, multiples, but don't worry. I got the Hayward Eye Care Place. Yeah, I'm coming for you. I got you. I really do. Send me your request. I'll do a better job of getting kazoos out to you. Send it right here at Muskie Country 101. Use the Civic Media app to let me know. You send me a voice note, text message. We'll get you one or two, maybe five.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever and getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kinda scares me the way that she drives me wild. And she drives me wild. Take chances and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She makes plans for the weekend, can't wait to go out till she changes her mind, says let's stay on the couch and watch TV. She falls asleep. Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me. The way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She's crazy, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. Her crazy's beautiful to me.
Muskie 101.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Get ready, Northwoods. Muskie Country 101 is fired up to help get the word out about your community events. From fundraisers and garage sales to car washes and craft fairs. If it's happening locally, Muskie Country 101 wants to shout it from the rooftops. Make sure your event is on our community events list. Email all the exciting details to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's the best way to stay connected in the Northwoods.
Muskie 101.
Totally awesome. Played great country.
101.1.
Muskie 101.
See you and me riding like Bonnie and Clyde. Road 95 burning down 129, yeah. Looking for the law while I push my luck. She loves shotgun like it ain't no thing. Turn the radio off so the girl can sing right. Pull into the party like y'all was something. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town. Get up, drop your tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. You wanna slide on in like a girl, so it's not as bottoms up. Give them up. Tonight is bottoms up. Get them up. Damn. Girl, I gotta tip my hat. Never thought a country song make you move like that, yeah. And she's doing any daisy dudes, girl. She got you.
tapping on the porch show. Hey, dog, check this out, man. The Saturn girls do it in the dirty south, yeah. She have you on the knee, can I marry you? And tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and feel your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up? Tonight is bottoms up. Get them up. Tonight is bottoms up. Times. Oh, y'all get your drinks up high. Everybody feeling alright. Damn right. Cause tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and feel your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town. Get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up? Yeah, tonight is bottoms up. Get 'em up.
101.1 FM, Muskie 101.
Coming in the morning, I already know. I got some feel-good pills and a red Gatorade by my bed, ready to go. I'm gonna do my best to dance with every girl in this bar before they shut it down. Then I'll pay my tab, climb in a cab, head another spot downtown. It's all about the music and laughing and grooving to the band. Everybody's getting right. No worries, we're rocking all kinds of concoctions in our hands. Yeah, tomorrow can wait till tomorrow. It's all about tonight.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands tending to on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you. Out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on the tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion. Up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by.
In the studio with me right now is Joan Ackerman. She is with the Hayward Community Food Shelf, and in particular, you also represent the Hayward Community Food Shelf's Food for Kids program. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning. How are you, Mark? Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, Food for Kids, how long has this been going on, and describe what the program is about?
Okay. Well, the Food Shelf actually just celebrated its 40th anniversary.
Okay.
And Food for Kids, this is the 15th anniversary of the Food for Kids program. And over the past 15 years, Food for Kids has distributed almost 600,000 pounds, specifically 599,691 pounds of food to children in the Hayward community area.
Okay. And this works through multiple school districts, right?
Correct. Yeah. And Food for Kids is actually now a year-long program.
Okay.
We are just starting the school year program. That is where students can receive a bag of food every Friday during the school year that contains items for breakfast and lunch for Saturday and Sunday when they aren't in school. And we serve the Hayward Public Schools, the LCO schools, St. Francis Mission, Northern Lights Christian Academy, and Northern Waters Environmental Charter School. They all participate in the program.
Yeah. So why was this started? What was the need that was seen so many years ago with school children?
Well, it just was that the people that started this at the Hayward Food Shelf just saw that there were children, students that needed additional food, particularly in the on the weekends when they are not in school.
Yeah.
And while the program has evolved over the past 15 years, one thing has remained constant, and that's providing nutritious food assistance to children.
Yeah, because they are the ones that usually suffer the most.
Yes, and we have heard from teachers that when hungry children come to school, they're not as attentive. Yeah. It's harder for them to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to help that need.
Yeah. So is there any sort of requirements that a child or the family of the child needs to meet to receive this benefit?
No, there are no requirements, and there's no cost to the parent or student.
Okay.
They just need to sign up. There are registration forms at the schools. That's on the school's website. I think it was in all of the open house packages.
Oh, okay.
It's on the food shelf's website. You just fill out a form and return that to school, because the school gives us the numbers of students each week.
Yeah.
Because it does vary if kids are sick or something, and additional students can sign up at any time during the school year.
Yeah, right. And then you said this is now year-round. How does that work then when over the summer months when school isn't in session?
Right. About the year after Food for Kids was started, the next year we started a summer program. And again, parents can sign up their children for that. Again, no cost. Just fill out a form rather than deliver the food to the schools. The parents or a designated person can pick up a box monthly at the food shelf during its regular hours, and that is approximately 25 pounds of food for the month. Pretty much the same that's in a weekly bag, you know, an entree, vegetables, cereals, fruits, things like that. It's just on a monthly basis.
Okay. Now, the food shelf has been, you mentioned, has been operating since 1985. It's been running for a long, long time. How has that been received in the community? And I know there's other food shelves in the community, so the need must be really great.
There is certainly a need in the community for food assistance, and that's what our food shelf's mission is to help in a non-judgmental way to provide food assistance. So that's what we do try to do. And people can go, you know, food shelves and or Ruby's Pantry.
Right.
So there are a lot of avenues that, you know, could be available to people that need food assistance.
Now, you're on the board for the food shelf. At the board level, have you seen an increase in demand over the past couple of years, or is there seasons in each year where the demand gets to be more than normal?
I would say that the demand is increasing. It's not necessarily seasonal.
Okay.
Just based on a lot of factors of food costs and certain programs not be available, that the general program, which operates on Monday mornings and the first Saturday of the month, they have definitely seen an increase in participation or clients coming in.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And where does the food shelf get a lot of its food? Is this purchased food or is it donated from local merchants?
It's a combination. We do not receive any government funding.
Okay.
We do distribute TFAB, which is a some government commodities, but all of our, or the majority of all of our food is donated or purchased from donors.
Yeah.
We get a lot of food from Feed My People, which is a food bank in Eau Claire, which makes basically weekly deliveries to the food shelf here. We order food and it comes in on Thursdays.
Okay.
And we can actually buy food from the Feed My People at a much lower rate than if we went to the store to buy it.
Sure.
But we also get donations from, you know, local merchants, you know, Marketplace, Walmart, various places, plus individuals donate food, but also their cash donations are very important because, again, that's what we use to purchase food.
Yeah. So speaking of donations then, how can people donate financially or where can they bring food to donate to the food shelf? Is there boxes out at the different stores fronts or can they just bring it to the...
There are some boxes like at Marketplace. People can also drop off food at the food shelf when it is open.
Okay.
We don't want to leave food
outside.
Yeah. And if people are looking to donate cash, they can either... make checks payable to the Hayward Community Food Shelf, and our P.O. Box here in Hayward is 779, or you can donate on our website with a credit card. There's no charge for that.
Yeah, and the website is?
HaywardFoodShelf.net.
HaywardFoodShelf.net.
Right, and it is a fee-free donation with your with your credit card.
Okay.
And that's on our website and also the Facebook page.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Joan, for coming in and telling us about the Food for Kids program offered by the Hayward Community Food Shelf. And again, if you want more information about this, you can go to their website and there is a form there or check in with your child's school for an application to the Food for Kids program. Thank you, Joan.
Thank you very much, and thank you. And I encourage anyone who would like to participate in the program to do so, and you can do it anytime during the school year. So if you don't sign up the first week, you can sign up anytime during the school year and just turn that form into the school.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sit beside Emmy Lou Hayes, a pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note.
can still shut down the party. I can hang with anybody. I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne all night, little scotch on the rocks, and I'm fine, I'm fine. But when I taste tequila, baby, I still see ya, cutting up the floor in a sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were sky high in Colorado, your lips pressed against the bottle, swimming on a Bible, baby, I never leave. Never how bad I need you when I taste tequila. When I taste tequila, I can kiss somebody brand new and not even think about you. I can show up to the same bar, hear the same song.
And WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he will appeal the Trump administration's denial of the state's request for $26.5 million of assistance following severe weather in August. According to a press release, Governor Evers received a letter from FEMA stating that while the impact of the severe weather was significant, the agency had determined that funding through the public assistance program was not warranted. Governor Evers says the denial of federal assistance delays recovery efforts and sends a message to Wisconsin's communities that they are on their own. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to crack down on excessive speeding on Wisconsin's roadways. The proposed bill would allow judges to force individuals with multiple excessive speeding violations to install a speed limiter device, which uses GPS data to track the speed of the vehicle compared to area speed limits. If the vehicle is driving too fast, the speed limiter would gradually slow it down until it reaches the posted speed limit. The speed limiter program would work similarly to the interlock device program currently in place. A Bayfield County Meals for Seniors program has received $10,000 in funding to address gaps in emergency food supplies. The North Lakes Community Clinic 100 Who Care Ashland and Bayfield counties awarded the funds to the meals program after it won a community vote held in September. The program had previously been based at Northland College before the school's closure this year. The Bayfield County Department of Human Services now offers the program in partnership with the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. Construction on a significant expansion project at Tamarack Health's Ashland Medical Center is now well underway. The $14 million project is currently expected to wrap up in the fall of 2026 and will more than double the clinic's capacity for primary care services. When finished, the renovated facility will feature an additional 28,000 square feet and 21 exam rooms to address a critical shortage in primary care options. Officials are also reminding residents that the main hospital entrance off Maple Lane will be closed during construction. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Musky 101 weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the mid to upper 50s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, there may be a sprinkle or two. Otherwise, partly cloudy. We'll drop to the mid 30s for a low tomorrow. Scattered showers with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Musky 101.
Real Country Variety.
Musky 101.
Little bit of dust, little bit of smoke, falling in a Chevy down a gravel road. Headed to a spot everybody knows, cannonball swinging from an old freight rope. Talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. FM on, coolers on the ground. Dig through the ice and pass them around. Waiting on the hot sun to go down. Little skinny dipping when the moon comes out. That sounds like good times and tan lines. Cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines. Good, good times and tan lines. nothing to lose. Guess there really wasn't nothing else to do but load up the truck and just take off. Back then, buddy, we had them all. I'm talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines.
Zach Top, music here on WHSM, Muskie Country 101. Did you catch the sunrise?
101.1 FM, WHSM,
oh, such
Hayward,
a beautiful
Muskie
sight
101.
To see the sunrise, no cloudy weather. Sunshine all day today.
Enjoy
well, good
it.
Morning. Good morning. We are now into the 8 o'clock hour here at WHSM, Muskie Country 101. Mark Lundeen here with you and the remarkable morning show. Going to get you going to work now, going to school, wherever you're going. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Sunny skies and a high near 57. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 37. And then Tuesday, got a 20% chance of some showers after 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and a high near 52. Tuesday night, 30% chance of showers before 1 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and a low around 33. It's getting a little chilly again. Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high of 54. At least you get the next couple of days here, what's going on. Today being the best days, so if you get a chance to get outside during lunch, take a walk. Enjoy the weather while you can, because pretty soon November starts next week, and you know what that means. Yeah, much colder weather.
Big orange ball sinking in the water. Toes in the sand, couldn't get much hotter. Little umbrella-shaped margaritas, coconut oil tanning, senoritas. Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett